The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. It is Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. And no, you haven't missed 4 days in the week. It's not Thursday. It's Monday morning. It's Trish Clark, and I'm co-hosting this morning with Baron Browning in the studio.
Good morning.
So welcome. Carl and Linda are on assignment. You're going to be putting up with us for this morning, and we're looking forward to sharing the morning with you. Our guest this morning, first off, is Joe Rodello from the Small Business Loan Administration. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's 45 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 71 and a low of 39. Tuesday, some showers coming in, but it doesn't look like we can get our hopes up. It doesn't look like they're going to do anything. On Tuesday, we're looking for a high of 66 and a low of 41. On Wednesday, a high of 71 and a low of 44. On Thursday, a high of 75 and a low of 43. And on Friday, a high of 74 and a low of 42. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They get veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. So, Joe Rodello, you've been with the Small Business Administration for a long time.
Yeah, like 10 years already.
Yeah.
Wow.
I
think it feels like yesterday, but.
So it's the Shasta Cascade Small Business Development Center.
Correct.
Here in Reading. And so we've got a big event coming up.
We do. Nice to be able to get back and actually have people come see things, right?
Absolutely.
Super Bowl was proof of that yesterday, I suppose, with all the people down in L.A. But we're having our Capital Summit, we call it. Basically, it's our old lender forum. It'll be a week from tomorrow on 2/22/22. That was kind of a fun thing there. It's from 8:30 to noon at the Sheraton Hotel. So come join us. We're going to have over 10 different types of funding organizations from our angel group, our local shark tank, as I like to call it, Kickstarter people, veteran-owned lending people, SBA will be here, Small Business Administration. You can ask questions directly of them. And, of course, we'll be there as well as the local banks.
So who might want to attend this event?
All and any small business, doesn't matter who. It could be a hairdresser, someone that takes care of landscape and lawns, all the way up to large corporations. It says small business. SBA defines a small business, believe it or not, as anything under 500 employees.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem small to me, but that gives us a lot of latitude, let's put it that way. So anybody with a small business that needs or thinks they're going to be needing money for expansion, or if you're thinking of starting up.
Yeah, if you're out there and you've got an idea and just quite can't put the capital together, this would be a good opportunity to come and find out all the options you have to move forward.
And talk directly to them, because at noon we're going to have like an hour of, you can stand around and talk to these people direct. Find out exactly what your ideas are. And again, we help at the SBDC. As I mentioned in the bio, I'm an old banker by trade, so I can guide you through the steps for free at no cost. We're already paying for this with our tax dollars. So come in and find out what's available, and then we'll hook you up with the right people that can get you that money.
Okay, so once again, it's can't forget the date. It's 2/22/22 at the Sheraton Hotel.
Right.
At 8:30 in the morning. Coffee, yep, and light refreshments will be served.
Exactly.
And anybody out there that's interested in moving with this is welcome to come.
All exactly.
To just, how do they sign up?
Several ways. You can contact us, of course, directly at our phone number, which is 530-222-8323. Emily will be happy to guide you through the setup there. We have this Eventbrite address is SBDC.events/CS22. That's the website hook up there with Eventbrite. Or go to our website, sbdcsc.org. Several ways you can sign up.
Okay. Any questions, Barry?
So what's some of the things they can expect? Is there going to be a panel talking for a few hours? Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, that's perfect. Exactly. That's exactly what it is. We have panel speakers. We'll be having, I believe the mayor's coming to open up the event. And then we have, there's several organizations in this community that don't have the funding for regular types of advertising. We're one of them, right? We have the Women's Business Center. We have the Economic Development Center. We have the SBDC. We have Superior California Economic Development. And all of these are small business assistance groups that don't have a lot of cash to be on radio and TV. So we'll be kicking it off with what we offer for free in our community to all small businesses, basically. And then the lenders will be in the second phase of the morning from about 11 to noon. And that'll be all the lending groups, from the angel investors, the real estate people that do business real estate. Small Business Administration will be there because they do a lot of loan backing for the country and for us. And then we'll have some local banks as well.
Okay.
And what will some of the panel be talking about?
They'll be talking about all the various types of funding methods, okay? Because as we know, there's several ways now. You can go Kickstarter, GoFundMe, you can do those types of things. Obviously, there's mom and pop and grandma and Uncle Bill, but and your own savings account. You're going to have some of the money yourself as a, we call it skin in the game,
sure.
Right? The down payment portion that you're going to have. And then the financial institutions will tell you what they have as well. Interest rates obviously are still good. There's going to be a change in that probably as the year progresses due to inflation. We all have heard that. But right now the interest rates are fantastic. And unfortunately, it depends how you look at it, the CARES funding is just about all dried up. So anything having to do with COVID-19 at the moment has all been kind of spent.
Gotcha.
So
God, I would hope so.
Yeah, we gotta get back to normal, right? Yeah. Back to normal, and normal is of course having to borrow money. So we're there to tell people how to do that and guide them through it, and then have them there, the lenders, to help them. So it's pretty good.
Yeah, it sounds like a good event. Certainly, if you're got just a dream that you'd like to think about, and this will give you an opportunity to kind of mull that around and see what opportunities are available. There was at one time several small incubators in the community. Are you aware of any of those that are still available where you can go in and perhaps share a receptionist and share those kind of things?
And we know that the EDC, the Economic Development Center, has a program like that where you can pay X amount a month, and they have several offices you can use for that payment. Have classes in their back classroom if you do that kind of thing. Individual meetings with your clients at the EDC. And they're over at Auditorium Drive, right by the Civic Center there.
Are they going to be a part of this event?
They will be there.
Well, there you go.
Todd Jones will be there. Yeah, Todd runs the EDC. And there's some other incubators. We're trying to actually, at SBDC, trying to get an incubator going. We need more of that because of the cost, obviously, of rents and in the community.
Well, and a phone answering service.
Yes.
Someone to greet people when they come in. And generally, that's not a real time-consuming job for one business. But if you had several small businesses in one area where they could act as that receptionist person, the greeting person.
Exactly.
That would be very cost-effective for all of them and provide a job for one person.
Exactly. Right. And, yeah, you know, they cover the Wi-Fi and the air conditioning and the heating and all the lights. So it's a really good program, at the EDC. We are hoping that sometime in the near future, hopefully before the end of the year, we may be able to offer that ourselves. And there are several others trying to formulate that same plan where you can, you know, pay a fee, like a subscription, and then use that office space.
All right, very good. So once again, it's the Capital Summit 2022. It's going to be held on Tuesday, February 22nd, from 8:30 to noon at the Sheraton Reading Hotel. Get on the list. They want to have at least 100 people there, and they're not there yet. So just do the SBDC webpage and just put that into your computer. It'll pop up, and you can sign up.
Exactly.
Thanks for watching, Joe.
Thank you.
Good information. Thank We're going to take much. A break right now, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Sometimes in our lives, we all have pain. We all have sorrow. But if we are wise, we know that there's always tomorrow. Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is having a grand opening Saturday, February 26th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at their new location in the Shasta Gateway Center at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. They will be featuring new and existing vendors, along with a variety of collectibles from around the world, with jewelry, Tiffany lamps, antique desks and dressers, and much more. Free drawings throughout the day. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage grand opening Saturday, February 26th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at their new location in the Shasta Gateway Center, 1773 Highway 273, Anderson.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Redding Electric Utility and City of Redding staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Construction Management is a local Redding business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
And now, back to our show.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. If you have a question for Joe Rodella from the Small Business Loan, or what is it, the Small Business Loan Association, give us a call at 605-4567. Got started before she got started and didn't turn the mic to me, and that just threw me completely off. This is Trish Clark this morning on Monday morning, if you're confused and you just came in. And no, it's not Thursday. Carl and Linda are on assignment. Baron Browning is my co-host this morning, and we're visiting here with Joe Rodella from the Small Business
Development Center.
Development Center. I want to say loan administration, and that's another organization. Yeah. So we've been talking about a upcoming event, Capital Summit, which is going to be held on February 22nd. We had a good question come up. If I'm thinking about coming to this, what kind of a presentation should I make? What information do I need to provide to the people that are going to be there interested in the loans?
Yeah, if you come into the event itself specifically, it'll always be good to at least have the plan of what it is you're trying to start, right? Is it going to be retail, service, you know, what direction are you headed? Basic idea of your market, okay? So know who your competitors are. If you're opening a coffee shop, you better know all the coffee shops in the community that are already out there that you're going to have to compete against. Again, have some kind of idea of your credit, how it stands today. Oh, and by the way, we can help with that as well. We can do free credit analysis for you at the SBDC. I do that for free as well to find out if you can, you know, have a good score, which is 700 and above, by the way. Hopefully have an idea how much money you can bring to the table. Because you have to have money in it yourself, some kind of down payment, so to speak.
Will they actually have an opportunity to give a pitch, say, to the angels?
Not that day, because it's going to be kind of casual. It's a casual meeting. We can then help, though, at the SBDC prepare you for the actual pitch. Okay, the pitch deck, as they call it, the PowerPoint presentation, whatever you need to do. In fact, I've got several people doing it right now that are preparing pitch decks, as we call it, and the EDC can also assist in preparing those pitch decks. I like to call those mini business plans, right? Because you can have a formal business plan as well, and then we can assist with the forecast of profit and loss and cash flow, which it's very important to the financial institutions to see if you're going to start something up, when are you going to be able to make those payments, and are they going to be consistent?
I haven't been in business for many years, but I remember you're not going to make money the first year. You need to be prepared. I remember it used to be 3 years. Is that still kind of a footprint?
It would be nice if a person could have 3 years of expenses in the bank. Doesn't seem to happen these days, but a minimum of 6 months for sure would be a benefit. And if not, like you mentioned, if we're doing the forecasts and it's not showing you're going to make any money till, you know, July or August of this year, for instance, if you started today, how are you going to make the payments if it's a required loan payment, right? So right. You have to build that into your cash flow and build it into your request for funding up front if you know that's going to happen.
Well, it's been my experience, having been involved in several of them and having my own small business, that it just takes a while with your starting expenses, first and last month's rent on your facility, all those different things, build all of the inventory for whatever it is you're doing. It's going to take you a while before you start showing a profit and actually earning a salary, so to speak, out of a business.
That's very, very true. The good news about our angel investment group, the Shasta Angels, depending on the type of business you're opening, is they won't require a monthly payment, right? They work very similar, semi-similar to the television show, where they'll be able to take possible parts of that first year's profits or part of the business, you know, to negotiate a part of that deal, where no monthly payments may be required. So there are some avenues you can go that don't require, okay, 15th of the month, you have X amount of dollars to pay. So they'll be there as well. So lots of options. Not as many as there were before the pandemic started, but we're starting to see it come back.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's good. So what other services do you provide at your business other than just this capital?
Yeah, financing obviously is my bailiwick, but we have HR specialists at our fingertips. We have a wonderful restaurant group headed out of Sacramento. Louise, phenomenal, owner of several restaurants over her life, can help you through the restaurant.
That's a tough
Some people
to
call it a nightmare, right?
Yeah.
From staffing to food costs to whatever. But we have that. We have, our QuickBooks specialist is local, Rebecca, and she can check your QuickBooks. Now with tax time around the corner, if you have questions about your QuickBooks or your bookkeeping, you can contact us, set an appointment with Rebecca, and she can do a little quick audit for you before you go see your tax people. So we have that. Or if you're learning QuickBooks, we have marketing specialists as well. Anything from social media to, you know, okay, how's television or radio ads going to work? So we have a lot of different people we can help, that can help you with all those things at no cost.
Okay, and that's available for all over Shasta County.
Yes.
Not just in the city of Redding.
Shasta and Trinity, back the whole United States. We're kind of a, what would you call SBDC? I guess like a franchise. We're everywhere, okay? All states have Small Business Development Center offices. And so there's people like me from Hawaii to Virginia, right? Alaska, even Puerto Rico. There's an SBDC office, so we can always help you in all areas of the United States.
Now you're clicking brains in my brain at the senior center. We have the QuickBooks, and we have a new treasurer. We have some questions. You just
uh-huh.
I'm going. Get your card there.
Yeah, this might work.
Well, absolutely, because you know I have a tendency to kind of learn by fire, and so I struggle through a lot of things and never know. Sometimes just not enough to just kind of get me in trouble as I'm going along. So.
I used QuickBooks in 98, and I still remember trying to learn that by, you know, just doing it.
Well, yeah.
So in 98, I didn't know that SBDC existed. Duh.
Well, in between treasurers, when anybody else isn't doing anything at the Frontier Senior Center, then I end up doing it. So I kind of go, okay, how hard can this be? So, but I don't always know exactly what I'm doing. So.
Yeah, it's always good to have a second opinion, too, because let's face it, whatever you put on the bottom line, you owe tax to the IRS. Nice to know that you took all the expenses out that you were supposed to and ended it in the right category.
Of course, Frontier Senior Center is a nonprofit, so we don't pay taxes.
There you go.
We want to be sure that we're doing everything the right way. So
exactly. When we were talking off the air, too, you said you also can help with the business plan.
Correct. We have two or three of us that work with business plans for clients. I'll tell you right now, I'm not the best writer in the world, but we have two other people that are. But we could guide you in preparing that plan for financing. And I'm really the forecast guy. So I'm the numbers guy. So that's what I love, numbers. So when you get to the point where business plan is done, then you got to make the 3-year forecast of what you think your business is going to do. We can sit down. Unfortunately, we have to have coffee, not anything else in the spirit world yet, but you could come into our office or we could do it online and work out your 3 years forecast for you.
Excellent.
With you.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Any last information you'd like to give us about the Small Business
Development Center, huh?
Yeah.
Again, we're everywhere you want to be. We're still doing webinars online. We have a YouTube channel as well, Shasta Cascade Small Business Development Center. All our webinars have been taped over the last several years. You'll see my bald head on there several times, teaching anything from how to start a business class, which has been very helpful to people, and a lot of financial analysis classes, credit repair class I taught several times, and our other consultants have taught many, many classes, including QuickBooks. On the YouTube channel.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
So you get in there and take a look at all that.
You bet.
We're looking forward now, though, to being able to do more of these in person.
Yes.
Because it's always an opportunity to ask more questions and really get the feel of things. I'm a person that kind of learns by doing. I know a lot of people I like to see and ask questions as they pop up, and that doesn't always happen in a webinar.
No, it's true.
Yeah.
So we're going to offer we call it a hybrid, right? So a lot of times we'll offer in person and or we'll be on TV, so to speak, right?
Yeah.
We'll be on Zoom too. So everybody's gotten used to, I wish I bought stock in Zoom before we started the pandemic, right?
Well, we've all gotten used to it, haven't we?
Yeah, boy, have we. It's become a big thing.
Well, thanks so much this morning. Remember that we're looking at February 22nd, 8:30 a.m. at the Sheraton Reading Hotel for the Capital Summit 2022.
Yes.
So we're going to have hope. We've got a whole bunch of people there to start a whole bunch of new businesses because we certainly want to build up the employment in Shasta County. This portion of the show has been brought to us by Cornerstone Community Bank. Is a community-oriented, dedicated team of professionals committed to providing the highest level of personal service. They have four branches in Shasta County and Tehama County, Riverside Way in Red Bluff, California Street in the heart of downtown Reading, Cypress Avenue in Hempstead, and the East Cypress branch, and then the newest location on Ventura and Balls Ferry in Anderson, Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back after these messages.
Stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the street, the traffic starts dropping. With folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. 1 out of 5 falls results in serious injuries such as broken bone, head injuries, or death. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age that meet the income criteria and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program was established for the purpose of reducing the number of debilitating falls suffered by older adults and persons with disabilities, thus enabling older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to find out how this no-cost program may help.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
The Sikh Cultural Education Center and SCAR, in partnership with Shasta Lake Chiropractic in the city of Shasta Lake, are having a free COVID-19 vaccination clinic Friday, February 18th from 1:30 p.m. until 6:30 p.m. at Shasta Lake Chiropractic at 4221 Shasta Dam Boulevard. All COVID-19 vaccines, including Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson, will be available, including boosters. No appointment needed. California's indoor mask requirement is ending this month for those who've been vaccinated, and all Shasta County residents ages 5 and up are now eligible to receive the vaccine. Kids 5 to 11 and youths 12 to 17 must be accompanied by parents or guardians for consent. Come in and get vaccinated at this free clinic in the city of Shasta Lake and enjoy free food while organizers hand out gift cards to vaccine recipients. Multilingual translators will also be available at this free clinic at Shasta Lake Chiropractic at 4221 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Friday, February 18th from 1:30 p.m. until 6:30 p.m.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Time to see the stars.
And good morning. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. We have a little bit of open line here for the next half hour. So if you've got a question, anything you'd like to talk about, something burning issue that you'd like to bring to the public's attention, this is your opportunity. Give us a call at 605-4567. It is Monday morning. It is Trish Clark and Baron Browning this morning.
Yes, it is.
Linda and Carl are on assignment. They'll be back tomorrow. This portion of the show is brought to us by Crackmaster. Crackmaster knows the ins and outs of proper windshield repair. He's been repairing windshields for years and is Bureau of Automatic Repair approved. Jeff at Crackmaster is truly from the old school. If you have a crack, you go in there. He loves to tell you all about it and talk about it, but he'll fix it. You won't even know it's there. I swear, the last time I went in, it was a huge hole. I can barely find it now. So he knows what he's doing. Keep you from replacing that very expensive windshield and having an opportunity for it to start leaking. Crackmaster on South Market Street. Give him a call at 241-8373. So Baron, along with all the other hats he wears, is also the mayor of the city of Anderson. So tell us all the wonderful things that are going on in the city of Anderson.
God, it's been, you know, it's been a great few years, right?
Yeah.
You look at the direction we're heading with public safety and our fire department, which is not part of the city of Anderson, but they are definitely a huge integral part of the city of Anderson.
You know,
and
a lot
we
of
love working with them.
Yeah,
for
so
sure.
A lot of people are unaware of the different situation between, in the city of Reading, the fire department is part of the city administration. And the city of Anderson is the city of Anderson with its elected board,
yep,
the city council, the mayor, blah, blah. And then you have the Anderson Fire Protection District with its elected officials. And we run for election just like the city councils do, just
that's
all
right,
your special districts. So we, and I'm the president of, or the chairman of the Anderson Fire Protection District.
Right.
And
well, you know, I get this question a lot, like, why isn't the fire department part of the city? Well, if you go back, right, in history, the fire district was actually formed before the city became a city. And
exactly.
So that's why it fell into, you know, our district. But if you look at their jurisdiction, as you know, Trish, it's bigger than the city of Anderson.
Yes, it reaches out to several areas on the outskirts.
Unincorporated areas.
The unincorporated,
yeah,
area where the Anderson Fire Protection District is in control. And they have their own separate form of funding through the sales tax, or the property tax.
That's correct.
Which, because it was one of the original special districts set up in the state of California. So it's a whole different administration. We work very well together between the two organizations. And I want to say then, that's not always been the case.
That's right.
We now have established this great working relationship where we're sharing some of the development and inspection issues and those different things where we're kind of working together. That makes it good for both organizations, and it makes it good for the businesses and the citizens coming in because it's very cost effective.
Yeah, and I think personally, and I'm not taking anything away from prior chiefs because they all did their, you know, their own thing in their own way. You know, we've always had a good fire department in the city of Anderson. The difference today is you had Chief Lowe, who grew up through Anderson Fire, got to know everybody and formed these relationships. And so when he became chief, that fell over into, hey, we want to be more involved. And his board, which you're on, more of, hey, yes, we want you involved with the city. And so there's meetings that happen between the city manager and the fire chief and the police chief. And so those are all coordinated meetings that go on today. And that coordinated effort has fallen over into inspections and things that you were just talking about, which has made this relationship just phenomenal between our board, or your board, and ours, right?
Yeah.
And the fire chief and the city manager. And so those
relationships. And the police chief.
And the police chief,
that's one of the big advantages that we have is that a lot of times there are situations, arson situations, investigation situations, where it falls into the purview of both the police chief and the fire chief, and they work very well together. And our fire chief has some police powers that he carries with him so he can arrest people and do things. And the combination is very good to really get to the core of the issues facing.
Yeah, and that was a relationship that was actually started back when it was Chief Johnson. And Chief Lowe came and said, hey, we want to start doing, you know, these.
Well, Chief Weigel was the one that
started it. Yeah, Chief Weigel started it with Chief Johnson then.
Yes.
And then Steve Lowe was a fire marshal, right?
Right.
He was our fire marshal. And so now Chief Lowe went through all the training, and that was done actually through, a lot of it was done through the Anderson Police Department. And so that relationship started, you know, again, as he grew up, right, and through the ranks, formed those relationships, and then previous chiefs formed relationships with our chief, our police chief. So it's just been one of those amazing things, and we truly love our relationship between all of our departments.
It's a good thing, but it's important that the citizens of Anderson recognize a couple of things, not the least of which is that they're, because they are two separate agencies, they have separate funding streams.
Yep.
And there is a perception in the city by a lot of the individuals that when we passed a half-cent sales tax, it went to public safety, i.e. fire and police. And that's not exactly true, because the fire department is not a part of the city, and so really does not share in that half-cent sales tax.
Correct.
As it exists now. We have made some arrangements, and moving forward we will, as we annex areas or new businesses are established, where there's some sharing of that tax revenue, because it does cost to have a fire department.
Right.
And the citizens of Anderson, at some point, I always want to warn them, are going to have to take a look at the $20 a year that they pay for fire protection. Over and above their property tax, everybody pays $20 a year.
Right.
That's not a lot of money for a fire department.
Right.
Every parcel in the city of Anderson pays $20. Doesn't make any difference whether they've got a house on it or Walmart.
Walmart, yeah.
Or a hotel or an apartment complex. They all pay $20
right.
a year. I think just looking at that, you can see that there's not some compatibility with funding there. Not kind of even scale.
Right.
So the fire department, we're going to be taking a look at that in the future, and people need to be prepared to perhaps even households pay a little bit more, but certainly do something different for businesses and those areas that have a larger footprint.
That's right.
Yeah. So be aware of that, because we're going to be coming at you, and we're going to have to do that, because we have to have an adequate fire department to protect, and the city is growing.
Right.
Leaps and bounds. Tell us about the new businesses that are coming in.
Yeah, so again, been a great year this year. And so we've landed Maverick, which is now going in where the old Premier West Bank used to be on North Street. So that one's being...
And exactly what is Maverick?
Maverick is a traveler's gas station is what I'll call it. So it's not a truck stop, but same concept, if you will. But trucks, obviously, big semi-trucks don't go there. My pickup can go there, but your big rigs can't go there. But they do all their own food there, and they're traveling from other states. You know, you always see that the Maverick gas station is the lowest gas price.
Mm-hmm.
So,
they have
18 pumps coming. I mean, that's really large for Anderson. But if the location they're putting in, which is, you know, the entrance to I-5 northbound,
Right, where
great spot.
The fast food restaurants are.
Yeah, you have McDonald's there and Burger King and some grocery stores and Rite Aid's right in that area too. So, yeah, we're looking forward to having them. We're excited to have it. I think people are going to be very thrilled that gas station goes in. And, it, you know, like anything, it puts up a little competition.
You know, but I remember back when we first developed that corner and we raised the height of the signs for McDonald's and Burger King.
Right.
And everyone in town was complaining, well, you're going to give an advantage to those over and above our small businesses that are already here, i.e. Bartels. And I remember that Carol and Dennis said, no, get them off the freeway. We're good enough to compete. And if you put those signs up, you're going to get them off. They were the only ones that didn't have a problem with competition.
Right.
Because it actually built their business as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get more people off the freeway.
Yeah, Bartels is packed every day. So
exactly.
They're doing great, and you know Carol's awesome. She's a great small business owner. So yeah.
We've got some hotels coming.
Yep. In the future, I think plans for number one, at least portions of the plans are in. So that'll go behind on I-5, kind of behind Safeway, but along the I-5 side. Right next to that, you have NorCal. Tractor and equipment going in. They're currently here in Redding off Bocelli, right? And so they're moving down to Anderson. So they'll have tractor and trailer and other equipment sales that'll go right along there along I-5. So And I think they're already looking at a little bit of expansion and adding some buildings to their place as well. I know they met with City Manager Jeff Keyser the other day, so we're definitely looking forward to having them. So you got hotels and new sales coming in from NorCal and Maverick coming in, and yeah, good stuff.
We had an exciting time over the holidays, which we'll talk about when we come back. We had some really interesting things down there. This portion of the show is brought to us by Estate Granite. Mike at Estate Granite has been custom altering homes in Shasta County and beyond since 2004, 16 years in the same location off Caterpillar Road. He's a vocal local supporter, involved in everything that's going on in the community, has done some great work around. I did Carl and Linda's kitchen, which is absolutely beautiful. You trust in these people. They're the good guys. Works by appointments only, so give him a call at 241-STONE. That's Estate Granite. We'll be right back after these messages.
I'm bound by wild desire. I fell into a ring of fire.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. You can jump online at kcnr1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567. This portion of the show is brought to us by Four Winds Jewelers, my favorite candy store down on Hilltop Drive. And go in there and, gosh, you know, today's Valentine's Day, isn't it?
It is.
My goodness. Well, so if you haven't purchased that special something, Four Winds Jewelers is just a great place to stop and pick up something wonderful for that person you love. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. And if you, you know, just don't have that special person and you just want to treat yourself, nothing says you can't stop by Four Winds Jewelers and treat yourself to something special. Give them a call at 222-2750. So this is, if you're confused, it's not Thursday. This is Monday. I always have people go, well, I missed the whole week. This is Trish Clark this morning. Carol and Linda are on assignment. They'll be back tomorrow. And I'm joined with my co-host this morning, Baron Browning, the mayor of Anderson.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've been just talking this last little time about happenings in Anderson. If you have questions about any opportunities in Anderson, then now would be a good time to give you a call or comments that you'd like to make. So, Baron, over the holidays, I want to just highlight a couple of things. We had an incredible Christmas parade that was just over and above it. We're already working on something a little bit better for next year.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, exactly. So, but then we had the ice skating rink. How did that work out? And tell us a little bit more about that.
Oh, yeah. So that's been a project in the works for, you know, over the course of this year. Then Mayor Baugh and some of the other staff got together and the council got together and decided, hey, we said during this half-cent sales tax that we would put money back into things that the citizens could enjoy, right? And so, obviously, you know, this past summer we put in the splash pad, which was a huge success and hit. Now we move into this, which is one of our favorite events, which is Christmas in Anderson. And this year we went, you know, above and beyond that. And it was a totally packed house, right?
I mean, yeah, it was.
The street was full, very, very full.
For blocks. Yeah.
And in that, we decided, hey, what about an ice skating rink? And so through some research with staff and others, we ended up with this synthetic ice rink, which can be put up and tore down for each year. And we put it away so it's all nice and safe and stays that we can put it up next year. And, yeah, we got to put it up. And so my understanding is that we had probably close to a couple thousand or almost 3,000 people come through and skate this year.
You can rent your skates. You have special skates.
It's $5 for this. And we did get it late just because it was stuck on a ship in, you know.
Yeah. Supply and demand issues.
Right.
We're going to get beyond because now we're back to normal. We've decided.
Yes, absolutely. So it was stuck on the ship, and so we were late for about 3 weeks, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But once it got up, it was great. So families got to come out. We had a couple food trucks, thanks to Players Pizza. Penny led that charge and got some other food trucks to join them with her. And so we had food trucks out there every weekend for Friday and Saturday night. And the families got to come in down. And for $5, you got to skate and enjoy some time. We had fire pits out there, places to sit and enjoy the night. We had s'mores. Yeah, it was just a nice.
It really was. And I think, you know, I've talked about that to a lot of people and they go, I have no idea what you're talking about. So we have to do way more promotion next year, but I'm telling everybody, mark it on your calendar because we do really a big Christmas in Anderson event. And so mark it on your calendar for next year so you don't forget. Our Christmas is always the Sunday after Thanksgiving. Been 4 years. It's down on Front Street.
East Center Street.
East Center Street. By the old fire department.
Yes.
And the Christmas tree is right there. It's just mark that on your calendar to be sure after Thanksgiving next year.
Not that I'm giving a plug, but right next to Spirion Staffing.
Yes. Exactly. NETC.
Well, and, you know, we had probably double the amount of people that we've had in years in the past that showed up for this Christmas in Anderson. The promotion of the ice skating rink was delayed because we didn't know when we were going to get it. So that we probably would have had more people coming in ice skating, and we will this coming year, right? Because it'll be actually out for Christmas in Anderson. And so you'll have it that whole weekend and then all the weekends leading up through December and then January. You know what the coolest thing was, though, is January was super special because schools and classes actually rented the ice skating rink during the day.
Oh, nice.
So we had whole classes down there ice skating, you know.
I know, I came by several times during the day, and I stopped and watched a couple of times. I didn't get brave enough to actually put on a pair of skates and try to. I ice skated as a child grew up in Idaho. We had ice skating rinks all over the place and enjoyed it, but.
It was really cool. One of the, I got to go over and talk to one of the schools from Happy Valley, and I believe they were sixth graders that were there, for their time. And all of the kids were just overjoyed. That's their first, right, field trip since COVID. And so you could just see how happy they were just to be out and enjoying their friends. And yeah, the teachers just were just like so excited. And we charged them the same, just the $5, right, per person. And so, and they got a little longer because just the way we did it. So they got an hour and a half.
Yeah, perfect.
To be there. So it was great.
Great thing. So the other thing I kind of want to hit on is we have a new police chief in town. John
Paletsky.
Paletsky. He's doing a great job. He's switched right into replacing, our police chief, who is now the sheriff of Shasta County.
Yes.
Mike Johnson, who we were really, we in the city of Anderson really hated to lose Mike.
Right.
But he's gonna do a great job as our sheriff, and we're gonna work hard to make sure he gets reelected, because I think he's gonna be a really excellent addition to the sheriff's staff in Shasta County.
Couldn't agree more.
Having said that, we couldn't be happier with our new police chief, who has hit the ground running and become a part of the community, and is going to continue the great things that Mike started while he was there as far as law enforcement and protection in the city of Anderson.
And add his own twist to it, right?
Exactly.
So I am so thrilled with John and Chief Paletsky. Just the way he came in, he met with every officer, every staff member of PD, went through them with where they've gone, where they're looking to go, just really, you know, driving them to look at the future and how he sees them helping them get there. And so I so appreciate that when someone comes in and does all that. The second part of that is after he got through all of that, he then went around and visited the businesses in our city. On his own, nobody said to do that or anything. Yeah. He just went on his own and started visiting businesses over a couple week period and just going in and saying, hi, how are we doing? What do you know? Are you having any issues? I mean, just really proactive, right? From the police chief going to our businesses and saying, hi, this is who I am. And, you know, how can we help you at the end of the day?
Absolutely, because he's become a complete part of the city of Anderson. I know I've seen him at the breakfast at the Frontier Senior Center.
Yep.
Very responsive. The department, I think what we appreciate in the city of Anderson is the response time that you get when you make a call.
That's right.
It's you don't get that anyplace else in Shasta County, I'll guarantee you, because we always get a response. And most times it's very timely.
We're one of the few cities that actually still go to a traffic accident, and we go to every one of them.
Yeah, it is. It's incredible. So we're very lucky in the city of Anderson. We like that. We appreciate the fact that the half-cent sales tax is being spent in an appropriate manner, and that, you know, when the citizens voted on that, the city council and the staff, the administration in the city, had proven that they could be trusted, and so we did trust them, and they followed through. So that half-cent sales tax is
We've stuck to our word, 1,000%.
Yes. Well, over and above, actually.
Absolutely.
I think, wasn't it 50% had to be spent on public protection, and it was way more than that for the first couple, 3 years.
Yeah, look at the number. We're probably around 56% for last year spent. So, we're still doing it.
And still doing the things within the community that the community likes, such as the splash pad. That'll be
And there's more to come this year.
Exactly. And then, of course, we've got the Mosquito Serenade to look forward to this summer. We've got all kinds of other events.
Anderson Explodes is right around the corner, and I will announce that we've hired or signed a artist for this year, and it's Jared Hovis. He's actually a young gentleman that left for Nashville a couple of years ago. So he's currently traveling with an opening for Mark Wills.
Okay.
So we're looking forward to him. He just released his second single recently. So he's a huge up-and-comer and well-known to our area.
All right. So we're going to take a break now and have some news, and we're going to come back with Shasta College after these messages and the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. There are fresh hopes that a Russian invasion of Ukraine can be avoided. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has advised President Putin to keep talking with the West about Moscow's security demands, and that is considered a signal from the Kremlin that it intends to pursue diplomacy. Traffic again flowing freely across the Ambassador Bridge, a crucial link between the U.S. at Detroit and Canada at Windsor, Ontario. The bridge reopened after police moved in late yesterday, clearing out the protesters and making some arrests. Meanwhile, the truckers' protest in Ottawa goes on. The L.A. Rams are Super Bowl champions, engineering a comeback win over the Bengals 23-20. Correspondent Mark Myers, Inglewood, California.
Cooper Kupp caught a one-yard touchdown pass from Matthew Stafford with a minute 25 remaining. Kupp had two scoring receptions on the day and was voted the game's MVP. Stafford finished with three touchdown passes, and Aaron Donald led a Rams defense that sacked Joe Burrow, a Super Bowl record-tying seven times.
Well, the Rams' victory was met with rioting last night in downtown Los Angeles. A young Russian figure skater cleared to continue competing in the Olympics despite failing a pre-games drug test. That's the decision of the Court of Arbitration for Sport, that decision announced by its Secretary General.
The CAS panel in charge of this matter has decided to let Ms. Valieva continue her participation in the Olympic Winter Games Beijing 2022. It means that no provisional suspension should be imposed on the skater.
The U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee expressing disappointment at that decision. Watching Wall Street, stocks are mixed. Right now, the Dow is down 345 points, with the Nasdaq trading 25 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm cute kid number one.
And I'm cute kid number two.
And we have been forced.
You mean hired?
We have been hired.
To tell you what direct lender FOMO is.
So let's say you buy a new home.
And maybe you use one of those big mortgage monsters.
Or someone your realtor or friend recommends.
And then a few months later,
you hear us being forced.
Hired.
Hired. To tell you about our mortgage team's direct lender advantage.
And then you feel like you missed out.
Because you probably did miss out.
And that is direct lender FOMO.
It's Ryan, and our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This often allows us to get you a better rate on that new home mortgage, saving you monthly and lifelong money. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Neville Park Road, Neville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to Animalist Consumer Act, Estado, or Corporate Animalist number 1335, Brack Animalist number 65233, Equal Housing Lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
In the post-Trump era, the bond between Israeli and U.S. lawmakers remains strong. The latest from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
The political bond between the United States and Israel is being underscored by visits of high-ranking American legislators to the Jewish state this week. On Monday, Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina paid one of his frequent visits to Jerusalem, where he met with Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett and other officials. Iran was high on the agenda as Tehran and the world powers are reportedly close to an agreement to replace the 2015 deal scuttled by President Trump. Both men oppose the former deal and the direction in which talks are heading. On Wednesday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will meet with Bennett and be greeted in the Israeli parliament. I'm Felice Friedson, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org, townhall.com. Some supply chain relief efforts appear to be paying off as the fourth busiest U.S. seaport for shipping containers reports record cargo volumes for January.
The Georgia Ports Authority reported nearly 480,000 container units of imports and exports moved across Savannah's docks last month, an increase of 4% compared with January 2021. To alleviate traffic jams last fall that kept ships waiting at sea and containers piling up on land, the Port Authority added workers and new equipment. The agency also set up inland sites to temporarily store cargo and free up space at Savannah's container terminal. Business has been booming at U.S. seaports as the economy rebounds from the pandemic. I'm Julie Walker.
Former President Trump tells an audience in South Korea that the North's recent spree of missile launches would not have happened if he was still in the White House. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. And no, it's not Thursday morning. This is Trish Clark, and my co-host this morning is Baron Browning. Carl and Linda are on assignment, so you haven't missed 4 days. It is Monday. We're going to move forward, and we're going to start with the weather. It's about 52 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 71 and a low of 39. Increasing clouds, they say, but I don't think we're going to get any rain out of it. On Tuesday, we're looking for a high of 65 and a low of 41. On Wednesday, a high of 71 and a low of 44. On Thursday, a high of 75 and a low of 45. And on Friday, 74 and 41. Continues through the week into the 70s. No rain in sight. We need to get our rain dances going so we get a little of this moisture, because we sure need it before we head into the summer. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. As I indicated, Baron Browning, the mayor of Anderson, is my co-host this morning. And we have in the studio now a group of people from Shasta College. Always love to have you guys in and talk about the opportunities that are there. So we're joined this first section by with Chief Govier and Captain Barner from the Reading Police Department. And we're here to talk about a cooperative effort called SHIELD. Between Shasta College and the Reading Police Department. So who wants to start and tell us what that's all about?
Well, good morning, and thank you for having us on, Trish. I am Brett Govea. I'm the local fire chief for Shasta County Fire and the Cal Fire Unit Chief here in Shasta and Trinity Counties. You know, for a lot of years we've been trying to get a training consortium kind of together, really looking to build the training grounds in Shasta County, and that goes back to the 70s. There were some attempts, and again in the 80s, I was involved in one in the early 90s, and we always kind of fell short, and really what that entailed was a lot of the fire entities, really all of them in Shasta County, all of our fire districts, the Incorporated City of Reading with the City of Reading Fire Department and Shasta County Fire, and so we kind of stayed at it, and luckily I was able to run into Vice President Ebenez from Shasta College back in 2015 and kind of get the talk started again. And we wanted to expand it beyond fire. We wanted to include law enforcement. And really what it is for is what we found out is we were all trying to do this on our own in our own little silos of training, and we all need the same training.
Mm-hmm.
We all work together when the emergencies come, so it makes sense that we would train together. That would make us more operationally in alignment when the large-scale emergencies do come. And it just made a lot of sense to us. Not only were we competing, again, for instructors against each other when we're trying to run our own class, we're competing for the same grant dollars and the same funding. So naturally, it just made sense to bring everybody together under one training consortium, put all of our funding behind one training set of training grounds, one set of classrooms that we can all utilize and meet everybody's needs.
Absolutely makes good sense, because as you indicate, not only do we have the Shasta County Fire Department, but we have several funded fire departments, special districts in the City of Anderson and Happy Valley. And
yeah, really the membership is really dynamic and diverse. That's on SHIELD now. I think we're up to 18 members, both law enforcement and fire. Uniquely enough, the chief officers of Shasta County, they represent all the fire districts.
Yes.
In Shasta County. So I believe we have 13 fire districts that are represented by the chief officers of Shasta County. And then there are standalone agencies, obviously, Reading Fire Department, Shasta County Fire Department, Cal Fire Region Office. We also have CHP, Northern Division, They represent 17 CHP offices north of Sacramento. And then a lot of our other, the big players that came in and stepped in first from the law enforcement side was Redding Police Department and Shasta County Sheriff's Office. Since then, we've had the District Attorney's Office, probation, Red Bluff Fire, Trinity County Sheriff's Office just joined this year, Trinity County's District Attorney's Office as well. So it's just, it's growing, and everybody's really excited about it. Unfortunately, the pandemic kind of struck as we were really getting some momentum, and it has slowed us a little bit, but we're starting to get that momentum again as we get towards the end of this, hopefully, and finding ways to get our training done and work together.
Very good. All right. You have a fundraiser coming up for SHIELD.
Yeah, I'm going to actually turn that over to Eva Jimenez. She actually runs that for all of us.
Yes, good morning. Thank you.
Good morning, Eva.
Good morning. Yes, we have our fundraiser. It's titled Respond with Love, which is really appropriate. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
There you go.
And so typically we like to have this event a few days before Valentine's, but this year it will be on Friday, the 18th, and it will be at Wind River Casino. We still have tickets for sale, and I know you're all still thinking, oh, no, I didn't get my loved one anything today. Well, you can actually get them some tickets and come celebrate on Friday night and take them out for a nice dinner, and we're going to have music and great food and some entertainment. And the way you buy tickets is you can go to the website. Are you ready? Write it down. Here we go. RespondWLove.GiveSmart.com. Again, I'll say that one more time. RespondWLove.GiveSmart.com. Again, support SHIELD. This is our annual fundraiser. It's our third fundraiser, and it's a great night. And you can dress up or you can wear jeans, entirely up to you, but it'll be a great evening.
Okay, and this is to help fund the training?
The nonprofit, yes. So SHIELD is a nonprofit, and this will help support all of our efforts. We actually have a center, and it's on 4300 Caterpillar Road. That's our actual training center. It's 14,000 square feet that we currently lease, so we do look for fundraisers to help us continue that good work there at the center.
Okay, and the agencies are doing their training there? Is that...
That's correct.
All of the agencies are doing their training, so because it's important that we keep them current. I know a lot of people talk about the days when we had volunteer fire departments, and we don't have so much of that anymore. We still have some volunteers, but they must go through the same training as a paid firefighter now. So it becomes very difficult, as I recall, to keep those volunteers up to date. They can't just show up and fight a fire. They've got to have the same training and medical coverage and clearances that a paid firefighter does. So it's important that they have those training opportunities.
I know. I've been a volunteer in Anderson, and Chief hasn't let me go on one. Not any fires.
Yep. No, we don't use very many volunteers at the Anderson Fire Protection District because they just, you reached a point where you couldn't do it.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, that was dating back to 2001, there was a Senate bill passed that required that all volunteers have the same level of training as a paid firefighter, and that has made it very, very difficult for volunteers in the nation, actually, up throughout the nation. And even though that was a California bill, it's made it tough. So it's tough to keep those folks. The folks that we do have, and we still have quite a few out there.
In the incorporated area.
They are amazing people, and they devote their life to their communities, and that's what they're out there helping us with every day.
Yes, that's the Shasta County Fire Department is made up of all those special districts.
Yeah.
So, Captain Barner.
Yes, good morning.
Thank you for having me on. How are you?
Doing very well.
Tell us about the involvement from the Redding Police Department with this organization.
So the Redding Police Department, obviously being one of the larger agencies in Northern California in our area, so it was only fitting for us to jump on board at the get-go with SHIELD. So then Chief Roger Moore was instrumental in allowing us to do that, and so we've been able to come into SHIELD, and it's really neat to see when we go to our board meetings now and go to the training center up on Caterpillar, the number of classes going on, and to see all of the agencies working together. As Brett had talked about earlier, same thing with law enforcement. The Redding Police Department does all of their training. We have a lot of mandates and legislation and de-escalation, use of force. You know, the list goes on and on for our training requirements as California police officers and sheriffs and law enforcement in general. But, you know, being up here, there's a lot of smaller agencies, and it's difficult for them to get into that training. Training's very expensive. It's very expensive for the Redding Police Department to send people to Sacramento and the Bay Area and L.A. to get training. So we're now with SHIELD bringing that training here, and SHIELD is sponsoring these classes, and we're bringing people from not only Northern California but all over the state to come up because we have the facility and we have the ability. Shasta College, you know, the plug for Shasta College, it allows our officers and all law enforcement to get credits for going to these classes so they can work on their degree while going through the requirements and the classes that are now required in California for all of our use of force and various things.
Okay. We're going to take a break right now, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Louis Black, Off the Rails Tour.
You want a political commentator? Then bring on a barnyard animal. They have more to say to us. Like a lamb. What did you think, lamb? Bah. Back to you.
February 27th, Reading Civic Auditorium. Tickets are on sale now at readingcivic.com. Louis Black reminding you, I'll see you in February.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Plan for a whole Valentine's weekend with special entrees served all weekend long at Black Bear Diner. That's right, from Friday through Monday, February 12th through the 14th, bring your special date or the whole family for a sweet meal. Choose choice New York steak with hollandaise sauce and sautéed mushrooms, a light grilled salmon with lemon butter cream sauce, or a slow roasted prime rib. Be sure to top it off with a slice of limited time lemon drop cheesecake. Make your Valentine's weekend very special. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is having a grand opening Saturday, February 26th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at their new location in the Shasta Gateway Center at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. They will be featuring new and existing vendors, along with a variety of collectibles from around the world, with jewelry, Tiffany lamps, antique desks and dressers, and much more. Free drawings throughout the day. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage grand opening Saturday, February 26th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at their new location in the Shasta Gateway Center, 1773 Highway 273, Anderson.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
men are safe under the weight of the badge.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. You can give us a call at 605-4567 if you have any questions. It is Monday. This is Trish Clark, and Baron Browning is my co-host this morning. And we're visiting with the people from Shasta College and Shasta County Fire and Reading Police Department about a program called SHIELD. This portion of the show is brought to us by Northern Firearms. Instructor Ted Leidy and his team of professional NRA instructors provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California. For a limited time, NFL will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents and take a basic CCW course. Give them a call at 999-1822 or register online at usgunpro.com. So, welcome back. We're talking about SHIELD and several other things. I want you to give out that web page again. That for people to find out about the upcoming event. And so I'm giving everybody a chance to get your pen and paper, because we're now going to give you that web page again about the event on Friday night.
Yes, thank you, Trish. So again, the fundraiser is happening this Friday night at Wind River Casino, and it starts at 5:30. The website where you can buy individual tickets is at respondwlove.givesmart.com. respondwlove.givesmart.com.
Thank you very much. Now, what else do we want to talk about with this whole program out there? What other things we haven't touched at?
Well, I think something that's critical to point out is the success of this program wouldn't be where it's at without Shasta College. Involving the community college in what we do is critical for a lot of reasons. Obviously, it helps us with the instructor support and having a mechanism for all the agencies to sign up for classes that SHIELD would sponsor by us running those classes through Shasta College, if you will. Some people ask how we keep it straight between what a Shasta College Fire Tech class is and what a SHIELD class is and what they are designed for. And they're very different. You know, Shasta Community College is where we hire all of our employees. I mean, Reading Police Department, Shasta County Sheriffs, all the fire agencies in the area, that's where we look to get our employees from. So we're very vested in the program that's out there. For me, the fire tech program at Shasta College is outstanding, the academy. However, we needed a mechanism to train people that are already firefighters, already police officers, law enforcement officers, outside of that. So if this clears it up for you, Shasta College trains people who want to become firefighters, law enforcement officers, public safety employees in the future. SHIELD provides that ongoing training for those that are already in the public safety and employment. And so that's kind of the line in the sand. However, we're connected at the hip, working back and forth with each other. We try to, as I said earlier, we're not competing with each other for funding. We're looking at grant opportunities. We're looking at all these things. Something very huge that's happened for us. I had indicated earlier that in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, we were trying to get a training grounds just for fire service. And that was a total, all fire districts in the Shasta County, including Anderson, Shasta Lake City, Reading City Fire Department, and Shasta County, amongst others out there, all trying to get a training grounds. Well, when we put SHIELD together back in 2015 and worked with Shasta College, we had saw that dream kind of come to reality out at the college. There is a new training grounds out at Shasta College with a live fire building, with a rescue building, and now there's classrooms out there for both law enforcement and fire. And we're continuing to grow that. We're continuing to work with Shasta College. Joe Weiss, the president at Shasta College, has been just extremely supportive of public safety, and obviously, that's a huge importance for Shasta College, and the support that they put behind us has been amazing, providing the needed training platforms, and it's not all outdoor stuff. I mean, Brian can speak to the things that are at the training center that were absolutely needed for law enforcement, But yeah, it's been a great collaboration with Shasta College and a critical one, or else we wouldn't be sitting here right now.
You know, and this is not something new for Shasta College as far as the fire technology courses. I'm just throwing a little bit. I have a son that graduated from that course, worked for CDF at the time for three seasons while he was going to college. And is now an active firefighter, or a deputy chief in Consumas Fire Department in Elk Grove. But he went through his training there and the good basic ability to work for CDF during the summers and then go to college at Shasta College and graduated from that program. So it's been around a while and trained a lot of good people. Talk to us about the law enforcement element of this.
Yeah, so, you know, as I touched on earlier, just, you know, the update training, the plans moving forward for Shield and Shasta College and that relationship. You know, hopefully we can look at an EVOC course, which is our emergency vehicle operations course. You know, the closest that we have that we have to send people is to Sacramento. Sometimes we can use Butte College, but trying to get on to those courses is difficult. So to be able to work with Shasta College and get our own course that mm-hmm. would and facility, that would be fantastic. We're also, you know, in the planning stages of a shooting range. You know, obviously shooting requirements and...
Gosh, that's been ongoing for, 40 years?
Yes, correct. So we, you know, Shasta County Peace Officers has record range. That's been around for years and years and years and, you know, maybe a partnership there. So there's talks moving forward to hopefully do something like that. There's a lot of less than lethal courses and ranges that are coming forward where you don't have to actually use live fire. You can use semi-munitions. You can use... you know, the airsoft facilities that we have around here. So there's, you know, there's a lot of talks moving forward. But like Brett touched on, we have the AOJ program. You have Craig Carmina that's going to come on here shortly to talk about Shasta College's AOJ program, Administration of Justice. All of us have gone through that course that work for the Reading Police Department. Reading Police Department and most law enforcement up here, we people come home to work here. You might leave to go to the Bay Area to be a police officer or to L.A., but the majority of the people that we hire grew up here. They went to high school here and went to Shasta College. And so to find a way, like Brett was talking about, of continuing that training and keeping it here in Shasta County and in our region was so important. We send kids to AOJ. We let them, they're cadets, they're explorers for us. But to actually have the continuing training when they actually become police officers was so important, and that's where SHIELD is at. The partnerships with the agencies when we have major events, these fires, we show up and everybody knows each other because we all sit on a board together at SHIELD. So important to have those relationships and those major events and being able to communicate with each other to make sure that our community is safe and we're working together.
Well, and this is important from the citizens' point of view. They don't, when a fire breaks out or an incident occurs, they don't care who responds to it. They just need to know that someone is going to. And so we have all of these agreements between the agencies. So we all know that regardless of where the major incident is, there's going to be enough people there from around the county to take care of it. And you need to know each other in advance and how you're going and work well together.
Very true. Very true.
That's important.
That is a piece that if you go up to the training center that's the whole goal of what we've talked about all these years and what Eva and I met in 2015. If you go into the law enforcement area where they have the mat room, where they're in there, you know, practicing tactics, when you go into the fire rooms where the classrooms are going, there's a number of different badges being identified, different agencies all helping in the same training. The goal is we have different agency instructors teaching the same class together. This is what we're after. We're after that.
And the smoothness of an operation when you have a three-alarm fire, it would be catastrophe if you've got agencies in there all operating at a different capacity in different ways setting up their systems. It should be a seamless. We don't care what uniform you've got on. Everybody knows what the other person's doing.
Precisely.
Exactly. Yeah, and that works really well. And I know I've talked with Steve about it, our fire chief down in Anderson, Steve Lowe, and he's very pleased with the operations and the ability. And we've come a long way in that over the last few years to all work together, put our best foot forward, and share our funding, as you indicate.
Yes.
So any final thoughts?
You know, if
you have
you're
an event
interested.
Coming up Friday night.
Yes, and if you're interested in looking at what we do at SHIELD and our courses out there, there is a website, www.shield.training. that anybody can go to, and you can see what the law enforcement classes are, what the fire classes are, what's going on with SHIELD, and how we're doing. So, yeah, I welcome anybody to go on. If you are out there in the law enforcement fire fields, I encourage everybody to go look at what's being offered here in Shasta County, not, that you don't have to go to the Bay Area, as Brian indicated, or even further south to get some of the training that, that we've always had to do. So
that's perfect. So just a reminder to the, you kids out there that are getting ready to graduate and thinking about a law enforcement or a fire employment, your first stop should be at Shasta College to see what's available for you. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll be back in after these messages with Donovan Lacey and Craig Carmina from Shasta College to talk more about these opportunities.
The night was like any other. I got a call about a quarter to nine. There was trouble at a roadhouse out on the Michigan line. There was a kid on...
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Do you love country music? Come see Curb recording artist Dylan Scott perform live in concert Friday, July 8th inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets are $60 plus fees.
For tickets, call 1-800-280-UWIN.
A must-see show. Country sensation Dylan Scott in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, July 8th. Concerts are better at the river.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Bad boys, what you want, what you gonna do? When Sherry Sunbrown come for you?
love that song. Okay, so KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. If you have questions about anything we're discussing this morning, you can give us a call at 605-4567 or jump into our chat room at KCNR1460.com. This is Monday morning, and this is Trish Clark. If you just joined in, you didn't lose 4 days. It's not Thursday. It's just Monday. And I've got my co-host in the studio with me this morning, Baron Browning.
Good morning.
And so we've been visiting the last hour with some people from Shasta College. First, we were talking about the SHIELD program, and we've got Craig Carmina and Peter Griggs, the marketing and PR director from Shasta College. And Craig Carmina is going to talk to us about the
Administration
of Justice. Boy, I was going to say the AOJ, and then I thought, no, I'm not going to use the acronym, and forgot what it meant.
Well, we're education, so if if we don't have an acronym, then we just don't feel right about things.
I know. So, Craig, welcome.
Thank you.
Tell us about the AOJ program at Shasta College.
Sure, and AOJ is, as you said, stands for Administration of Justice. It's essentially the same thing as criminal justice, and basically, AOJ covers three areas. It covers law enforcement, judicial, the courts, and corrections. And corrections isn't just limited to jails and prisons. It can be rehabilitation, alternative sentencing, things like that. And we cover all those. We have a wide variety of classes from intro to AOJ to investigations, career planning, narcotics, gangs, evidence, and numerous other classes.
And at Shasta College level, when they go in, they're also going to be taking a bunch of basic courses to fill in so they get ready for the four-year university.
That's correct. We have three degrees, and we try as hard as we can to emphasize transferring to a four-year college. So we have our ADT or AST degree, which is it's a two-year degree with a transfer emphasis, and they are, as long as they have a 2.0 or higher, they get priority placement into any CSU in California because they all offer criminal justice. And we also have two other degrees, and students may take those for a variety of reasons. But again, we try to talk students into having that option to transfer to a CSU. So.
Okay. What type of certificates and degrees do they earn that helps them to move on?
Well, again, the transfer degree, it's a two-year degree. That's one of our more popular degrees. Then we have the two-year Associate of Science degree, AS degree, and that might be for maybe returning students or students that are just, they want to jumpstart their career and get that two-year degree and then get right into their career. Or maybe they're a little bit older, and so, again, they just want to get right back into the career field. And then we have what's called a general studies degree. And that's for students that maybe they took classes somewhere else. Maybe they were a vet or they are a vet where they took classes overseas or somewhere else in the country. And we work with our counselors, and they'll look, see if that's a good fit. And a lot of times that's a really good fit, that particular degree for them. So.
Okay, well, what about, is there a particular area where you see more women involved than used to be?
Yeah, I've been out at Shasta College since 2010. I started as an adjunct, and I've been overseeing the AOJ program since 2012. And our enrollment has almost doubled in our AOJ program, but I'm really proud to say our enrollment with women is more than doubled. Or I shouldn't say more than double, but it's increased dramatically. We've got, last I checked, was about a year ago, 49% of our student enrollment in the AOJ program are female. And I'm trying to get that to at least 50%, but I'm really proud of that. So.
That is good because, I'm noticing that we're having more police officers, more people at the fire departments and what have you, with a career path that has not historically been that heavy with females.
Yeah, and if I can just kind of elaborate on that. We have events that, in fact, Eva Jimenez, who's sitting right next to me, started this. It's called New Non-Traditional Employment for Women. And so every year we have high school students, females, that come out to the college, and they'll check out different programs, not just AOJ. It could be agriculture, welding, in other industrial fields. And so we basically showcase what our programs are about and the career options are out there. But we also have a lot of guest speakers, whether it's in the new event or in our AOJ classes. We'll have a lot of female guest speakers where the female students will see there's someone that, hey, I can be like that person who's a female who's successful in their career and can, you know, serve as a you know, inspiration to them. So.
Good. That's good thought. Peter.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hey, Trish.
Jump in here and tell us about some other things that you want us to know about this program.
Well, I think that Craig is really the key expert here as far as the program is concerned. But I think that one of the things we really want to emphasize is, you know, the changing nature of technology has really impacted all of our programs throughout the college, including the AOJ program. Craig has a simulator for one of his classes, and you know, really incredible technology that the students are now able to use in that program. And I wonder if Craig could talk about that just a little bit.
Okay.
Sure. I just recall way, way back when I went through a police academy, the first time they had a scenario with role players, I was like, wow, I've never done this before. And I wanted to add more of a hands-on component to our classes, and just about every class that we offer, the simulator can fit into that in some form or another. And it gives students an idea as close to the real thing as possible. It's an interactive scenario. It's a very large 12-foot screen, and I, if I'm operating it, I can program the outcomes of the scenario. So if the student's doing a very good job as far as they put on all the gear, it's a simulated gun, taser, pepper spray, but more importantly, their communication skills and utilizing good safety. And we certainly show them those things before. We don't just throw them right into it. And but it gives them a hands-on component to the program. Instead of just sitting there hearing, you know, PowerPoint lecture, it adds that hands-on component. So they get a realistic idea. And that way, it kind of helps them formulate their decision. If this is the right career field, it's like, hey, I can do this, or man, this is really exciting, or you know what, this is really cool, but this isn't what I want to do. But it also helps them when they go in academy, those that do pursue this, where they already have a little bit of that background, where they have an idea what to expect and how to react.
So if a young person wants to be a police officer, they come to you and you, I want to be a police officer. Mm-hmm. What are you going to say to them?
I give this line to everybody. I tell them the good, the bad, the ugly, and everything in between, because I want them to make an informed decision. I'm not, you know, used car salesman just telling them all the good things, not telling them about the recalls and the defects of that car. I tell them everything, and that way they can make an informed decision. Not just me speaking, but we utilize a lot of guest speakers, so they hear different perspectives, because not everybody has the same outlook or take on, you know, the occupation, and so they'll get different viewpoints. Have an open door policy where they can come and talk to me in private. Sometimes there might be a student that maybe might have something in their past that they're concerned about, if they can overcome in the background investigation. So we talk about that. We just have that open dialogue where they hear everything and they can make that informed decision.
So from the time they graduate from high school until they could be a police officer, how much training, what do they have to go through?
Okay, well, after high school, the minimum age to be a peace officer in California is 21. But realistically, there are some people that are ready at 21, but the majority of people aren't. And that's not a put down on young people by any means. It's just, you know, as we know, our brains aren't fully developed until we're 25. So that's another reason why we try to emphasize get that education, get that higher education, transfer to that four-year college, because you're going to be working for, you know, probably 30 years of your life in a career. Don't be in a hurry. Get that education out of the way so you don't have to go do it later when you've
already continuing education while you're trying to.
Yeah. And so while they're doing that, there's all kinds of things they can do. They can be a police cadet. I've got a lot of students that are police cadets. There are JDOs, which are juvenile detention officers at Shasta Juvenile Rehabilitation Center. We work very closely with them, with Tracy Neal, the chief of Shasta County Probation. They are awesome about hiring our folks. So is RPD, the Sheriff's Office, Anderson PD, Red Bluff. You know, the three counties we serve have been amazing at hiring our students. And so they can do those lower-level jobs to get a taste and a feel for it, and then, you know, use it as a stepping stone. So I've just sat down with three different students that have put in for a community service officer at the Reading Police Department. And for a lot of people, that's a career job. For some people, they might use it as a stepping stone to later becoming a police officer. And a CSO is a community service officer. They go out and take cold past tense reports where they don't have face-to-face contact with a suspect. They might take, you know, a past tense burglary, that kind of thing. And so there's all kinds of jobs and all kinds of training and things like that. There's also Explore programs for the younger. I think it's 14 through 22, I believe, is the age for most agencies. CHP, RPD, the Sheriff's Office has them. We have a lot of our students that are involved with Explorers, too.
Okay. We're getting ready to take a break here. This portion of the show has been brought to you by River Commons Senior Living, located at 301 Hartnell Avenue. Worry less, smile more. Staff goes above and beyond to provide a superior and carefree living experience. A gourmet chef provides delicious meals, a full-time activities director with a variety of programs. They're pet-friendly. See what River Commons can do for you by contacting them at 238-5981. We'll be right back after these messages.
Dragging you down to station house, you punk!
Dear kindly Sergeant Krupke, you gotta understand, it's just our bringing up key that gets us out of hand. Our mothers all are junkies, our fathers all are drunks. Golly Moses, naturally we're punks. Gee, Officer Krupke, we're bad.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stiefel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stiefel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
There's more to explore with a Turtle Bay membership. Get unlimited access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and beyond. Family memberships are only $90 a year. That's less than $8 a month for a whole year of fun. Join today at turtlebay.org.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
College, buddy, 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 up there.
101.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. If you have a question, like to join in the conversation, you can give us a call at 605-4567 or jump into the chat room, kcnr1460.com. This is Monday. It is Trish Clark this morning, and I've been joined in the studio with Baron Browning as my co-host. We've been visiting with the people from Shasta College, and right now talking about the SHIELD program and the Administration of Justice program. We were talking on the break about the fact that the Administration of Justice program is kind of a gateway to many, many fields beyond being a police officer or a firefighter. I mean, you're going to – the Administration of Justice, you got a whole lots of places you can go. Tell us about some of those, Greg.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. And the obvious one is police officer or peace officer. But all the other – it's endless. It really is. And this is something we go over with our students. We have a specific career planning for Administration of Justice class. But in addition to that, even in our intro to AOJ classes, we cover this. And then we talk about it in other classes throughout the semester. But there is just so many different jobs. And I tell students to, follow your passion. If you have a passion for something and you also have a strong interest in criminal justice, there's a likelihood that you can tie those two in together. For example, if somebody's really into agriculture and they have an interest in criminal justice, there's a lot of jobs that tie those two in together. There's a U.S. beef inspector. There's if you're into equestrian stuff, there's working for the state of California Consumer Affairs as an investigator, working the racetracks. There's just so many different jobs out there. There's a lot of people have an interest in science, and so, they want to do forensic science. And, I always tell students there's certain – occupations within criminal justice you don't want to get a criminal justice degree in. And remember, criminal justice and AOJ are the same thing, essentially. But you want to get a hard science degree if you do something like that. But if you want to be a game warden, you can tie in a criminal justice degree and then minor in biology, that kind of thing, where you tie the two in together. And so there's just endless jobs out there. Even Cal Fire has sworn peace officers. They, do arson investigation. When I worked for the Reading Police Department, we worked with fire investigators. My agency before that, I worked closely with arson investigators, with local fire departments. And so there's just so many different crossovers between – I mean, I could be here for an hour telling you just, it's endless. It really
is. So when you think about Administration of Justice, just don't hone in on police officers because there's so many different – I mean, the U.S. Forest Service – CDF, Cal Fire, everybody has an area where there's justice involved.
Right, and we get a lot of students that they want to be defense attorneys, or maybe they want to be a prosecutor, or that kind of thing, and so they start out with this degree, and then they transfer, and we have some people that take our classes because they just want to know their rights, and that's perfectly fine. We have a very diverse population of students. We have some in recovery that have been through the system on the other side, but maybe they want to be a drug and alcohol counselor, but they want to learn the administration justice aspect of it. And so we've just get this wide variety of students, which really is really healthy for all the students combined because it really opens up their minds to different, viewpoints. So.
Well, and we have a lot of returning veterans that come back and have been now they're older. They've been in the military for a while, and we always encourage them to, do a couple of things. Go to your veteran service officer immediately, let them know you're back in town because there's benefits available for you. And they do have education stuff that is available. So certainly they can come out and check out the classes. This would be an automatic for those returning vets.
Yeah, we have on average anywhere from 1 to 3 students per class, AOJ class that are vets, and they typically make very good peace officers in criminal justice because they've got that built-in life experience, they have that discipline, that structure already. And so they have that in front of them that a lot of students are lacking because, they might not have that life experience. And law enforcement loves recruiting vets. They really do. And then not only that, but a lot of times the maturity level is certainly mm-hmm. there, and they tend to do very well in our classes. And we've got a great veteran center at the college. We've got an amazing veterans counselor. And so we've got a great resource for veterans out at the college too. So
in the AOJ class and the SHIELD program that we talked about in the first half of the hour, let's elaborate a little bit more on that and how those two things work together.
Okay. I'm going to defer to Eva Jimenez, our VP, who started SHIELD. She's sitting right next to me. So.
Yeah, thank you. So just, again, going back to, if you were listening earlier today, we had Chief Gouveia and Captain Barner with us. And, again, talking about the benefits and the partnership with Shasta College. And an example with AOJ, and, again, Craig Carmina has been a wonderful asset in terms of, you know, building SHIELD and building those ongoing classes for what we call incumbent workers, folks who are already doing the job and need ongoing professional training. So oftentimes, you know, Craig will partner with an RPD person and then look at, okay, what are some upcoming trainings and can we convert that training into a credit class? So then those, again, those RPD folks or anybody in law enforcement can also gain college credit. So it's really important, again, that we continue that communication and that we have, you know, faculty on our campus who are very supportive of the partnership because they do help build those classes together. And then they offer those classes. And again, typically, Craig will hire many part-time faculty who we call adjunct, another term, but they are part-time faculty who are already in the job, but they have this spirit about giving back and they want to train our future generations. So they will also teach for us at our campus. And I know, again, Craig often looks to our community for that and brings on many folks who are currently doing the job to help train those individuals. So it's a big partnership between SHIELD, again, and our current AOJ and FIRE program. And as we mentioned, we do have two dedicated classrooms at our new regional training grounds that any of our partner agencies can call up and say, can I have access to this classroom because we're doing a training? It'd be great to have it at your training site. And so that's always an option for our partners as well in our community.
Yeah, I think that we've opened up a whole scale of things for people to think about out there. I quite often hear in the community that we don't have, you know, the big city things that we have, and I remind them that we have an excellent junior college that feeds into our four-year university with Simpson. You guys work very closely together on programs, and so that's an opportunity for our local people as well. So I like to see the two of them tied together and remind everybody that we do have all those educational options here, right here in Shasta County. Yeah. Final thoughts from all of you that we want to get on. We've got about 3 minutes left.
Well, Trish, I think that you brought up a great point, is that we do have so many different educational opportunities. Shasta College, of course, has been here for over 70 years. You know, we've had Joe Wise on the radio a number of times, and we've commented it's really difficult not to just walk down the street and bump into somebody who has in one way or another been out of the college, has had the college really impact their life in a positive
right.
way. Craig, one last thing. Any student who's, or any person who's thinking, hey, this is something that might be of interest to me, can certainly go on our website, check that out, give us a call. But one of the other things that Craig does is, it's not just getting your degree at Shasta College, but when you want that job, he was talking to me about the fact that he will sit there with you, you know, talk to you about the upcoming interview, that there's a certain way that you want to interview, especially for an AOJ or law enforcement career. And so our instructors really take that deep personal interest in their students. So
there's no question that part of the difficult thing about getting a job is that interview. You can make or break it just by the way you're dressed, by the attitude you have, the whole, you need to really prepare for that job interview, regardless of the field you're going into.
Yeah.
So to have someone to actually sit you through it, and do you do like, make them go through the interview process and do?
And we have a career planning class that we certainly do that with. It's been challenging with COVID, so we've had to do kind of things virtually. But
we're past all that. I made up my mind when I got up this morning. We're back to normal.
But yes, yeah, we certainly do that. And there's I go over how to answer scenario questions because you can always expect scenario questions. But one thing I just wanted to end on very quickly is, you know, the image has changed of law enforcement. You know, the 70s and 80s, all the police shows were, you know, portrayed them in a heroic light, and it's hard to find a TV show, a Hollywood movie, where there's not police corruption and things like that. And it truly is a rewarding occupation, whether it's police officer or just about anything else in criminal justice, defense attorney, any of that. And I always tell students it's rewarding as long as you make it rewarding, and just remember the golden rule. You know, just treat people the way you'd want to be treated or you want a family member to be treated, and don't ever lose sight of that. And I really believe in my heart that the vast majority of law enforcement is certainly doing that.
I think so.
Absolutely. So, yeah, it's a rewarding career. It might not feel like it at times, but I know personally when I was in it, every time I started feeling like it was thankless, something really cool would happen that would go, yeah, this is why I'm doing it. So,
well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We're about out of time here. I want to thank, always good to visit with our people at Shasta College. Thank you, Barron, for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Carl always ends the show with, are the good guys and the bad guys be the good guys. Thank you for joining us this morning. Carl and Linda will be back tomorrow morning. Always enjoy visiting with everyone.